Texan Stadium on a beautiful night for football here tonight. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Wimberley Texans leading it by a score of 38-3, and they're getting ready to run out onto the field for the final 24 minutes of action. First 24 worked out pretty well for the Texans, to say the very least, as the Texans marching band finishes up their halftime performance. And Jared, if the Texans could just keep everybody healthy, that's the main thing in this second half tonight. That's the goal the rest of the way, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, you and I talked about it towards the really before the game even started, and maybe towards the end of last week, was that we look for them to possibly run the ball a lot, and we haven't seen it yet. I think they've only got what, 7 or 8 runs, as the Texans are kind of squeezing into the helmet right now as they're looking to come out of the second half with a huge lead. But I do look for a steady dose of probably Guy Kiparis and Moss Carruthers, and we've seen quite a bit of passing yards here. I think we said over 350 so far for JoJo is what we heard. That's not confirmed, but a pretty good first half. But I do think health and getting some of these backup guys an opportunity to get live game experience. That's always a plus when you can get them out there against another team rather than you, first team versus second team. Get them game experience and put them out here in front of these Wimberley Texan fans and let them go out there and experience it.
Keep everybody happy as much as you can. You can't keep everybody happy, you know. Everybody's not going to have as much playing time as they want, but certainly in a game like this, you can do some of those things. And when your intention is to play football into late November and possibly even into December, then certainly you want to get as many players out onto the field as you possibly can. A reminder, our game tonight, our title sponsor, of course, Seton Medical Center Hayes. Other sponsors helping us with the broadcast, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Painted Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Centers in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, and by State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberley. They let all the young kids come out here and run out onto the field. That's kind of fun. They go the whole way, too. They go end zone to end zone, those young ones do.
Yeah, one of them just took a spill over there. Looks like maybe a block in the back penalty against looks like a couple of them took a dive. The old Reggie Bush attempted flip into the end zone down there. And
hey, didn't. Don't give these officials any excuses to throw any more flags here, Jerry.
That's actually accurate. I think one of them may have actually reached in his pocket and thrown it. But
that's right.
Second half, again, we talked about it a minute ago. It's, you know, trying to keep some health onto your football team is always a plus. I do expect to see JoJo and probably Cooper McCullough a little bit in the second half. I do think JoJo will come out a little bit and kind of try to reestablish a rhythm with his wide receivers. Depending on score, middle of third, towards the fourth, I think we'll start seeing a little bit more rotation than we possibly would have in the first or in the second quarter. So definitely going to run some more ball, run some more running plays to run the clock. So we'll see how they come out. Lampass is going to receive the opening kick, so see if they made some halftime adjustments.
Badgers will get it to begin the second half. They'll be moving from our left to right. Great having you on COWO 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and also, of course, the Sun Radio app. As Nick Coles is going to kick things off for the Texans to get things started. Line drive kick. It's going to be taken at the 11-yard line to the 15, the 20, to the 25. Still on his feet and brought down at the 24-yard line is the return man, Dylan Kanan. First and 10 for Lampasas.
Get kind of a first look right here just to see what changes Wimberley is possibly going to make. It looks like we're going to see the starting group get out there right now. I see Gavin Martinez on the far side, Stover, Hunter Benoli in the backfield, or in the defensive back, Moss Carruthers. Looks like we're going to come out in just a standard beginning of the game defense right here, and it's a, you know, you want to reestablish momentum if you're the Wimberley Texans. If you're Coach Warren, I definitely understand it. It is only 38-3, and it's still a high school football game.
And Whitehead will come back out and start again for the Badgers as well. Going to give it to Williams, left side, to the 30. And he is able to step off about 6 yards out to the 35-yard line. Second down and four now for the Badgers.
We've seen it. We've seen Williams have the success. If he gets the corner, he's got the speed to kind of get that, you know, 5-6 yard bursts.
No doubt.
Can't tell you how many times we talked about it. Early in the downs, they've been running him and having some success with it.
Ball at the 34-yard line. He's going to get it again off left tackle. And he navigates his way for about 3 yards out to the 38-yard line. So it's going to be third down and one now for the Badgers. Yeah, Williams probably has, I don't know, 50 yards or so rushing here tonight, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would bet if it's not, if I would say it's probably over that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's had some pretty decent runs today.
Third down and one. Lampasas conversion percentage hasn't been very good tonight, but they get this one on the quarterback keeper. It's Whitehead, who just, nothing fancy, took the snap and is able to gain 3 yards to the 41-yard line, first and 10 for Lampasas.
Yeah, good job if you're Lampasas of doing something you haven't had a whole lot of success tonight with doing, and that's moving the chains, coming out and actually third down conversions.
Long count now. Whitehead might be changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Again, he's a freshman quarterback going up against what is probably a top 10 team in the state of Texas. Tough task here for Whitehead. Looking right, he's going to tuck it under and run. Got some running room. 45 and out to the 50. He's got a first down to the Wimberley 49-yard line.
Yeah, good downfield blocking. Lampasas, number 7, Brandon, and I'm going to butcher his last name. Perini, yeah.
Perini.
We've seen him make a couple good catches and a good downfield block for his quarterback right there.
He and Gavin Martinez have been going at it tonight.
They have.
On both sides of the ball.
They definitely have. And
they're
just
shadowing each other.
Had a good block on him. Matt Mitchell came over and cleaned it up, but not after what's going to end up being a measurement of a 10-yard gain by Whitehead. We'll give him about 9 3/4, actually.
Yeah, he's going to be a little short, about an inch short. So 9:52 left to play in the third period. Call it the Wimberley 49-yard line.
How many refs does it take to carry one?
They are being really methodical about this measurement here, with it being 38-3.
There is.
We've seen them not measure in a game that counts, that's really close, and then we see them.
Four refs carried one chain game.
Yeah, and a couple of chain guys, yeah.
Yeah. I know Carlos Martinez, Gavin's dad, who has probably been the longest-standing chain man in Wimberley history, and I will imagine
really?
He will continue. I bet he's been down there doing chains for, man, 15, 20 years, I bet.
How about that?
He is a dedicated man, and he's got a good, good, solid young man as a son in Gavin.
Second down, less than one, and now whistles as the ball was directly snapped to Williams. See what this call is going to be.
Yeah, false start, it looks like.
Yeah, that's what it is, and so they're going to back Lampasas up, and second and an inch becomes second and 5 yards and an inch.
And that's really what's killed the Lampasas Badgers tonight is first down, they've continued to push the ball, and then penalties have moved them back, or just lack of being able to get the big play, and Texans defense has stepped up several times to stop them.
Second down and 5, Whitehead will turn and give it to Williams, burst up the middle. First down as he is able to get it past midfield and down to the 47-yard line of Wimberley. It'll be another first and 10 for Lampasas.
Man, that's we've seen Williams get the corner several times, and on that one he just tucked his head and went straight up for it, and a big gain right up the middle for Williams.
At the Wimberley 47. What do you think? He's about 5'6", Jared?
Maybe? I'm looking through my binoculars as I'm talking, and he is, I'm going to say 5'6 at the most. He is shorter than the freshman quarterback by quite a bit.
Here's Whitehead now, flicks it out right side. It's incomplete. He was trying to hit his receiver, Owen Davis. Misfired. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, they don't have sizes on here for Lampasas, so it's tough to say, but he definitely has the Darren Sproles look to him, we'll call it.
He's a senior running back. Clearly, he's the focus of the offense. He's going to get it again. Left side, gets outside and is able to push toward a first down, still on his feet. See where they mark this. It's near the 40-yard line. Give him a gain of 7, and it'll be third down and 3.
He took a pretty good hit right there after about a 4-yard gain and kind of bounced off of it. Good job by Brady Corbett continuing backside pursuit to go ahead and get him down. But another good run on the outside by Williams.
8:18 left to play in the third period. Whitehead fakes the pitch. He's going to throw it out left side. Caught. First down and more inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line is Dante Cuffey. Another first down for Lampasas. This has been by far their most effective drive of the night, Jared.
Yeah, they're putting plays together here. That was the one thing we'd said earlier they weren't able to do, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're putting key plays together. Good job in the running game. Short passes so far from Whitehead has been successful. It looks like we're going to have a penalty right here, and this has been their Achilles heel, though, the penalties early and extending the field for them.
It's going to be another false start, so they're going to back it up 5. Put it at the Wimberley 33, and it'll be first down and 15. Lampasas has had the ball over 4 minutes to start this second half. I think that's probably the longest sustained drive they've had all night, too.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. It's been it's been a struggle for them on offense, so this definitely is a good drive for them coming out of the half to maintain the ball and push it down the field.
Whitehead looks right, thrown and in and out of the hands of Cuffey, incomplete, second down and 15. Looked like a pretty good throw.
Yeah, it was, and as I said a second ago, the receiver's able to kind of corral some of them in and have some good plays and continue the drive. Ball hits him right in the chest and just drops. Tough job. If you're Ace Whitehead, those are ones that you want to connect on. That's got a little bit of running room in the middle, 7-8 yard gain possibly, but dropped.
Second down and 15 now. Ball at the Wimberley 33. Whitehead's going to go long, way long, deep in the end zone, and flag is thrown in the end zone. I don't think it was caught. In fact, I know it wasn't caught. And was that Perino down there and Gavin Martinez doing battle? I think so.
That's exactly right. I've been watching it as you said that earlier, and, man, they have really been fighting. Perino's been a good job of downfield blocking. Gavin's been shedding him. Gavin does not get his head turned around on that one, but it looks like the Lampasas Badgers are going to be – no, they're going to call it on Wimberley, and Gavin just couldn't get his.
I guess it was interference.
Yeah, it was pass interference. He just couldn't get his head turned around.
And right.
Good positioning, but you know what? They used to call it face guarding.
Right.
Whatever you may wanted to call it, it was. Gavin just wasn't able to snap his head around. I think if he'd got his head around, he probably would have intercepted that ball.
Ball is at the 17-yard line, so inside the red zone go the Badgers. Going to give it to Williams. He makes a good move and cuts it inside to the 15, about as nice of a 2-yard run as you can have. This has been Lampasas' problem too, Jared. I think they've been in the red zone 3 or 4 times and only come away with 1 field goal. Hadn't been able to finish drives.
Yeah, that's. Lampasas has had numerous problems, but definitely a big one is again, like you said a minute ago, just sustaining the drive for them.
Second down and 7 now. Williams will get the handoff left side, looking for running room, and he's going to be brought down at the 15. Maybe give him a yard, and it'll be third down and 6. They got to get to the 9 for the first down.
Looks like we got a little bit of a short timeout here. To use a term that you used earlier, and Williams is really kind of fit the bill with this, is slithery.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just a young man that tries to kind of gets behind his blockers,
uh-huh,
and is shifty in the sense that he just kind of pushes off of them almost to get where he wants. And when he decides that he's going to go, he's another one who puts his foot in the ground and goes. And he's got some speed off of the corner. We've seen it several times, but kind of faced with a long 3rd and 6 right here. Down here close to the end zone, Lampasas has got to punch it in. And if you're the Texans, you're looking to stall this drive, even though it is probably two down territory.
Third down and six. Whitehead looking, pressure, throws it out right side, caught inside the 10-yard line. That's Cuffy, who caught it for the first down at the 7-yard line. So the Badgers will have first and goal, and they've had the ball 5 minutes and 50 seconds of this third quarter. Texans haven't even seen the football yet. 6:05 left to play in the third.
Yeah, if you were Coach Warren and you thought maybe coming out and the idea of resting your starters early on, that idea is definitely gone now that they've taken a six-minute drive on the opening play.
Whitehead will throw it out left side. It's caught, reaching for the goal line, and coming up about a yard short is his receiver, Owen Davis. That's a nice effort by the receiver. And quickly to the line of scrimmage from the one-yard line. It looks like Whitehead is going to go under center. Yes, he is. And he's going to try the quarterback sneak, and then Williams kind of gave it the bush push there to try to get him in the end zone, but he stopped at the line of scrimmage.
I think he actually lost a yard on that one. The snap was almost quicker than the offensive line expected it, and the good job by the Wimberley Texans front defensive line right there pushing, and he just literally took the snap and stood straight up.
And it's third down and goal now. So Lampass is stalling again, and they're going to go back to the spread. Whitehead will take it. He'll pitch it left side to Williams, who's able to maneuver his way into the end zone standing up. Touchdown for Lampasas. Sean Williams on the carry. That's a nice play. That's just pitch it to your best player and let him figure out a way to get a yard.
Yeah, that's no doubt whatsoever. That's exactly what it is when the when you're down there on the goal line, give the ball to your best player who gives you the best opportunity to score, and Williams all night long we've seen has been their player. And good job coming out of the halftime. We always talk about how many times first drive out of the out of half is always a big one for momentum. And the Lampasas Badgers drive a long 7-8 minute drive right there to score.
Whitehead's kick is up and good. And with 4:57 left to play, our score: Wimberley 38, Lampasas 10. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker, services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Lampasas with their first touchdown of the night. Cut the Wimberley lead to 38-10 as Whitehead with the kick. And it's going to be a high looping kick, about 12 yards, but it goes out of bounds on that far sideline. Texans will take over with excellent field position. They're going to mark this at the Wimberley 48-yard line. First down and 10 for the Texans, their first opportunity at offense in the game. And they're going to penalize Lampasas the 5 yards. So Texans will take it at the Lampasas 47-yard line, first down and 10. That is where they're going to take over. JoJo Weeks remains in the game at quarterback for the Texans. 4:57 left to play in the third period. He's going to go under center now with Moss Carruthers behind him as the sole running back. Carruthers is going to get the handoff. Left side, cuts it inside to the 45. And he runs over a defender at about the 40 and then falls forward to the 39. And that is a powerful 8-yard run by Moss Carruthers. It'll be second down and 2. Now they're going to stop the clock now, an injury timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score is 38 Wimberley and 10 for Lampasas. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Weeks takes the snap, and he was taking the direct snap and kind of tripped over the foot of one of his offensive linemen and fell back and ended up losing 3 yards back to the 42-yard line. So it'll be third down and 5. JoJo, he just hit the turf pretty hard. He gets the play call from the sideline now. Clock running inside of 4 minutes remaining here in the third period. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Weeks under center again, two tight ends. Power formation. He'll give it to Carruthers. Right up the middle. Bangs his way forward. Breaks a tackle to the 30. And down to the 24-yard line is Moss Carruthers. Tough running. First down, Wimberley.
Those are the runs right there that you love to see by Moss. I know his dad, Tom, is down there watching him and thinking, man, that is the Moss Carruthers that everybody here in Wimberley has seen so many times. And we've seen it with a couple touchdowns today by Moss, short touchdowns, just putting his nose down. And a good long run right there shows you a little bit of the speed that Moss does have coming off of some of the pretty big hits that he took to just continue and rumble right there.
First down and 10 for the Texans. Yeah, that was power football for sure. And they're going to blow the whistle right at the snap. The line judge on the far side threw that one. And it's going to be a false start for Wimberley. So back them up 5 to the 29-yard line. We may have set a high school football record for false starts here tonight.
I'm thinking that we've set the high school record for the amount of flags thrown in.
Goodness.
2.5 quarters so far, so it's a why stop now?
Thanks to the Lampasas Badgers offense, though, a pretty quick moving third quarter. Only 3 minutes and change left. First down and 15 for the Texans. Back to throw is Weeks throwing it left and incomplete. Too high for Gavin Martinez to gather. And it'll be second down and 15 now.
That's that little kind of a 7-yard out that we've seen him and JoJo complete so many times, and a good job by the defensive back right there to kind of jump that route. We've seen throughout the game, you've talked about it with Gavin and all of these other receivers and cornerbacks on both teams, it has been a physical game on the outside, and the defensive backs and the wide receivers, they are going after each other, and good downfield blocking all the time so far. So a little chip on your shoulder if you're Gavin Martinez.
Here's Weeks now back to throw. He's going to flip it out right side and trying to see who that was that caught it. Is that Carruthers over there?
I couldn't tell either.
I think that's what they said. Yeah,
it is
Carruthers,
yes.
And he gains about 3 yards down to the 27-yard line, so it'll be third down now, and they've got to get it to the 14. So it's third and 13 for the Texans here. They prepare for the play. See if they can keep the drive going here. Lampasas opened the third quarter with a touchdown. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking deep. Throwing deep. End zone. He's got a man, but he overshot him in the end zone. Incomplete. He was trying to hit man on that pass. And Texans kind of in no man's land here as far as the field goal is a concern. Well, it'd be a 43-yarder.
Yeah,
I think Nick Coles has it in him to kick it. He'd have the wind at his back, but it looks like they're going to go for it, Jared.
Yeah, it's a this is about his stretch limit of where it is. They may let the clock run right here. It looks like they're going to take it down to 10 seconds. They could call a timeout and think about it, but it looks like they're going to go ahead and hurry it up. 5 seconds left on the clock. They're going to have to rush it a little bit.
Weeks back to throw. 4th and 13. Looking deep, scrambling, throws it away with his left hand. How about that? Incomplete. And now they're probably going to talk about it. I don't know why the official won't just throw his flag. And
that one, I will give him the defense that Gavin Martinez was within about 5 to 6 yards of the play. So they didn't call it earlier, but they're going to talk about it. Why not get all four of them together again?
Yeah. Well, if they're going to throw the flag, just throw the flag. Don't talk about it.
That's
just
right.
Throw the flag, you know. And the lines judge on this side just immediately started waving. He wanted to talk to somebody about it. Nice job by JoJo. That's some creativity as he's going down to the turf. He switches hands and throws it out there with his left hand.
Yeah, he's an athletic young man. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't think anybody's ever said any different. So
that was nice.
Ref is looking like he's...
Yeah, intentional grounding. They're going to call it. And the penalty is declined, and so Lampasas will take the ball at their own 27-yard line with 2:07 left to play in the third period. Wimberly leading it 38-10.
Is intentional grounding not loss of down anyway?
Well, I thought so. There's no declining of the penalty on that deal. I wouldn't think so. Here's Williams up the middle to the 30, and he runs into a brick wall at about the 32-yard line, but not before he gets 5 yards rushing, second down and 5.
Williams has been impressive in this second half so far, and he's running with a little bit of an attitude right now, and he's really the main reason they had success on that first drive.
No doubt about it. Second down and 5 now. Texans showing blitz. Here they come. And he's in a lot of trouble and is going to be sacked back at the 25-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 7. Whitehead didn't have a chance. Texans blitzed, and the Badgers did not pick it up.
Good pursuit on the backside right there. Whitehead trying to roll out and fake the handoff underneath to Williams. Tried to roll out, and 3 Texans. One missed. Caden Kowalski missed, but Guy Kiparos did not miss and ends up taking him down for about, a 7-yard loss.
Third down and 12 now. Whitehead shotgun. Texans showing blitz again. He's looking deep. And throwing deep to that left sideline. And incomplete. He's trying to hit Perino over there on that sideline and overshot him. It'll be 4th down. The Badgers will be forced to punt.
Good job by the Texans right there getting that 3 and out. And it's a, you know, whenever you've kind of have the drive that the Texans did and then you turn around and give the ball back on a 4th down, especially on a penalty, you're able to come back and stop them on a 3 and out. Big play right there. We're going to see Cade Stover drop back here for the punt.
Yeah, he's standing at his own 44-yard line. Whitehead, the punter, takes the snap and gets it away. And it's going to bounce at the 45-yard line. Stover picks it up like a shortstop and is able to stop the bounding of the football and is able to get a nice little return of 7 or 8 yards. Texans will take over.
Pretty smart move by Stover right there, picking it up. That ball probably would have bounced another 10, 12 yards. It already had the hop going, so good job right there. Ends up gaining about 3 or 4, but probably a 20-yard save right there because that ball moving pretty good.
Yeah, it looked kind of like a Super Bowl. It looked like it was bouncing around. I don't think Brady had successfully deflated that one.
No, bouncing around
pretty good.
Brady didn't have a great week one. We'll leave old Brady alone so far.
That's right. Pretty decent quarterback, though.
Yeah. Those in the fantasy world know that Brady did not have a good first week.
42-yard line. Texans have it. 1st down and 10. 49 seconds left to play in the third period. Carruthers will get the handoff, and he powers his way forward. Maybe got 3 yards out of that deal. It'll be 2nd down and 7. 35 seconds left to play here in the third period. I think they're going to have to snap it one more time. Play clock is 1 second less than the game clock, so they'll probably have to run another play here in the third period.
Yeah, that's about a half a second off. You're exactly right. Yep. They are definitely going to have to snap it one more time here.
Weeks has Carruthers to his right. They'll give it to him again. Why not? Left tackle finds a little crease and is able to stretch it out to the 48-yard line. That'll set up a third down and four, and that is the end of the third period. Our score, Wimberley 38, Lampasas 10. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.